Michael Owen might not have made the same contribution as Javier Hernandez, but he's been talking, and he feels one of United's major strengths is that the goals come from lots of different players.
The strikers have dovetailed quite well, or very well in fact, to all be sort of chipping in at certain parts of the season. When you think about the goals that Wayne scored last year, almost carried us right the way through, and this year we have spread them about a bit and other people have come in to fill the void as well. So it's been a great effort all round, but Chicharito has been the surprise package in many ways this year, and everyone's obviously delighted at his success so far.
And that just goes to show again the strength in depth here. Is that the difference between United and your closest rivals, is you've got a bit more strength?
Yeah, well, we're talking about strikers here, but we've got strength all over the pitch. I mean, it's, I was in the stand against Schalke and you're feeling sorry for yourself, thinking I'd love to be on the bench or on the pitch, and you look next to you and you've got Wes Brown, who's got dozens of caps for England, and John O'Shea, that's got even more dozens of caps for, you know, the Republic of Ireland, and the list goes on. That tells you everything really about the squad. We've got players that can't even get on the bench. That's what you need, I suppose, at a top club. And, you know, we have been stretched at times through injury this year and players have been able to step in, but thankfully now for the major running, then, you know, most of the players are fit and healthy. From my point of view, for example, that you're always wanting to play, you're always training as if you're going to play at the weekend, but one day the manager might just ask you to play. You might have to come on with 5 minutes to go to try to nick a goal, and as we've seen in this club's history so many times, you know, you've got to be prepared, because if you're not prepared, then, you know, you're not going to take your chance. And probably the most memorable time of the recent years was when two substitutes came off the bench to score against Bayern Munich in the final, the European Cup. That's probably the motivation that drives me on, that every day I've got to be ready and prepared to come in and do something.
Getting ahead of things there, but maybe that could be you at Wembley then, coming off the bench and getting the winner in stoppage time.
Yeah, I'm probably dreaming. I've dreamt the dream. I've been dreaming that for many moons probably, but no, it just illustrates, as I say, the depth of the squad needed. Everyone's got to be on their toes. You never know when you're going to get needed, whether that's a start or off the bench, and when you are needed, you've got to be in the right frame of mind and physically right as well to do yourself and the team justice.
You mentioned it briefly already, these two competitions are on your to-do list, if you like. I mean, how much would it mean to you to pick up a winner's medal in the Premier League or the Champions League?
Well, it would be great, obviously. It's a different feeling. There's players that would be 10 times more deserving of a Premier League medal in this team than me. Berbatov scored 20-something goals this year. I've only scored 4, I think. So there's people that will merit the medal more than me, so I'm not going to go flashing my medals. But likewise, I've been on the other side. I didn't get 2 medals for scoring 2 goals in the FA Cup final. So, you know, you still only get 1 medal. So there's no point being embarrassed about accepting something that you've been part of. So let's hope, you know, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but let's hope there is something to pick up at the end of the season, because there's still quite a way to go.
Let's talk about Arsenal then. A lot of people have written them off now after that defeat at Bolton. Do you think they're out of it, or have you still got to finish them off this weekend?
Well, I'd suggest that they probably looking at it and thinking they have to beat us this weekend to keep their chances alive. So we've got to go down there with the attitude that, you know, we've got to try to get the 3 points, because it's not only Arsenal, it's Chelsea as well that can still win the league. So, you know, we've got to think about ourselves. Obviously, Arsenal will be thinking they've got to beat us to stay in it, and that's what makes it such a good game.
That's the thoughts of Michael Owen. A strange old situation, Laurie Sanchez, given that he'd have played 35 games bar an injury right now for a whole host of clubs, but he sits there as the fourth choice at best for Manchester United.